So we're back to 10 minutes of Talmud, and today we are going to continue looking at the 7 days of mourning. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. All right, we're in Moed Katan in Yerushalmi, chapter 3, halakha 5. We're on page 17. A3, and we're in this big section about mourning. All right. Uminayan Shishimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Olomal Shiva. How do we know that the Holy One, blessed be He, sat Shiva for His world for 7 days? Okay, so they explain that it's from verse Genesis 7, verse 10. Vayehi l'shivat hayamim u'mei hamabu hayu al ha'aretz. It came to pass after the 7 days, and the waters of the flood were upon the earth. So now these are the 7 days that precede the flood, right? And God is mourning. So that's a little teeny bit weird, wouldn't you say, right? So they're going to ask, Umit Ablin Kodam Shiyamut Hamek, do we mourn before the guy is actually dead? Ella Basar Vadam She'eno Yodea Ma'ati Lihiyot. Rather, one who is of flesh and blood, who is mortal, who does not know what is in the future, Eino mit Abel ad shiyamud hamet, does not mourn until he understands that the person has actually died. Aval hakadosh baruch hu shehu yodea me'ati lihiyot, but the Holy One, blessed be He, who knows what's going to happen in the future, shimer al olamo techila, that He observes the 7 days of mourning even before the mournful episode has taken place. All right. Et deva eme mar, and then there are those who wish to say, Elu shiv'a yimei evlo shel metushelach hatzadik. These were 7 days of mourning for Methuselah the righteous, who died right before the flood. All right, so that's one explanation for why we have a 7 day mourning period. Okay, this being the Yerushalmi, God bless them, they're going to give us another explanation. Amar Rabbi Hoshea. So Rabbi Hoshea says that. And he's talking here about the mourning period after the Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu, died. Okay. Kishemen mishchat Adonai aleichem, for the oil of God's anointment is upon you. By juxtaposing the mourning and anointing, that teaches you to compare the two. Kishem shetarvai hatam bashemen hamishcha kol shiva, just as you moistened them by the anointing oil all 7 days, kach atem shamru al achechem kol shiva, thus you will observe the mourning period for your brothers all these 7 days. Okay, I'm willing to go there. Okay, but that's not all. We have another explanation. Rabbi Abahu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Abahu says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and as we know, Rabbi Yochanan is Mr. Yerushalmi. There is almost literally no page of Yerushalmi in which he does not show up. All right. So this is about the story of Miriam getting leprosy when she challenges Moses' authority. Okay. So Moses says, Alnati kamet, let her not be like a corpse. And Moses prayed, and God responded, Tisaker, she should be quarantined, right, outside the camp. Ma yemei hesger shiva, so just as a leprous person's quarantine outside the camp lasts for 7 days, af yemei hamet shiva, so you should observe mourning for the dead for 7 days. And the way they tie those two things together is that she's described kamet as all as dead. So that's how they make that little connection there. Okay, so now we have an objection here. Chad b'Rabbi Amar, chadu d'Rabbi Yochanan, kumei d'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. One scholar related this teaching of Rabbi Yochanan before Reish Lakish. And remember, Reish Lakish is Rabbi Yochanan's study partner and almost his intellectual equal. So, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Hacha avad la lehesger. Here, in this comparison between leprosy and mourning, Rabbi Yochanan treats the case of Miriam and her quarantine that lasts 7 days. He therefore learns from the verse discussing Miriam that the mourning period too lasts 7 days. V'acha hu avad lehechlita. But here, in an entirely different case, he treats the case of Miriam that was confirmed, whose confinement is of an indefinite duration, right? You can't let the person with leprosy come back into the camp until they're safe, until they're absolutely confirmed as cured. So for some people, that might just take only 7 days, but for some other people, it might take a while, all right? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishim Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi, Al Natihi Kamet, let her not be like a corpse. That's still in that story in Numbers about Miriam's leprosy. This teaches an analogy. Ma Yemei Hamet Enan Olim, just as the days of corpse impurity do not count towards any official category, in this case, Nizirut, af yemei hechlet enan olin, so to the days of a person with confirmed tzara'at, confirmed leprosy, don't count. All right, so they're kind of leaving it all over the board. They all agree, yes, 7 days of mourning. But where in the Torah you might have gotten those 7 days? Whoa, that one is left up in the air. All right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.